You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Texas Rangers have some work to do as the second half gets underway, which sounds a little weird given that they're a first-place team, but as we know, it's not been a great month for them. So let's talk about that with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Fetter at T.R. Obviously, the Rangers are still in first place, but the lead has shrunk. We've talked about this many times, but there are some issues. And now that we're getting closer to the trade deadline, the Rangers have been in the conversation for a lot when it comes to starting pitching, which they need. So you hear Odorizzi, Smiley, Moore. I mean, you hear a lot of names being thrown around. It looks like the Rangers are going to be pretty aggressive. Would you agree with that?
Well, Allison, the problem is a lot of these pitchers are back of the rotation, mediocre guys. I mean, there's not a whole lot of excitement out there unless the Rays really want to trade Julio Teheran. Matt Moore was once a great prospect for the Rays. Hasn't pitched that well. Odorizzi is pretty solid. It could be a seller's market out there, and they may be demanding a high price for these pitchers. So that's going to be a problem for the Rangers. I just don't see the Rangers trading Joey Gallo. I know his name comes up a lot, but I can't see the Rangers giving up Joey Gallo unless they could get someone like the Braves kid or something like that, or an Andrew Miller, or a seriously pitcher with some impact. If they're looking for a rotation filler and the price is too high, I don't know, if they're going to bite on that.
Yeah, I mean, is it a matter of, you know more about this, obviously, than anybody. Is it a matter of, like, needing bodies at this point, or is it a matter of needing more quality? Like, there's sometimes where there's teams that are just like, we need somebody who can come in and eat up some innings until we can get our guys back healthy. Because if you're talking about a healthy rotation, then it doesn't seem like there should be so much need for panicking at this point, but maybe they're a little bit further away from having a healthy rotation back. Am I making any sense? Like, what are they looking for when they're looking to fill some roles?
You brought up a couple of good points in your long question there. Number one, they've got the rotation for it is in A.J. Griffin and Kyle Loesch. And Griffin pitched really well at the beginning of the season before he went on the DL with inflammation and hasn't pitched that well lately. But Loesch, he's been around since 2001. He's had some great years. He's 37. His velocity is down. We'll see. I mean, those guys are rotation fillers. And I don't know, are you going to give up Joey Gallo to get a guy, just marginally better? I don't think so. But the other point is that you brought up is that, Derek Holland and Kobe Lewis are a ways away. Today is July 17th or 18th. And they're not going to be back until August 21st at the earliest. That's if everything goes right. I think Holland should be back, but who knows with Kobe Lewis. They got a lot of work to do. Holland's just playing catch. Lewis hasn't started throwing yet. Hopes to get clearance this week, but those guys are far away. So, Loesch and Griffin are fillers in the rotation. Are they going to be able to fill for a month? They got big starts this week against the Angels and later against Kansas City, possibly, or on the next homestand. But, it's just a matter of how much you want to pay for something that may only be a marginal upgrade, but would still be around for at least another month.
So, Yu Darvish, I was watching a little bit of this game the other day, so he had a strong return. He didn't make it through the fifth, but that was more because of the botched double play than anything. Kind of a high pitch count, but everybody was pretty happy with what they saw from him, right? It was a matter of just being healthy, being strong, and he showed them that he was both.
Well, yeah, everybody was raving about his stuff. Joe Madden was, just raving about it, the Cubs manager. He's only going to be able to go 85, 90 pitches a night, and if he's out there striking out nine batters in four and a third innings, that's a lot of pitches, and that's a short outing. I know they talked about in spring training about him using his fastball more and getting quicker outs. I don't know if Darvish is ever going to adapt to that mode of pitching. The guy likes his strikeouts. He likes to really use all his pitches. the guy looks good. The question is, how much endurance does he have, how much durability he has, and if he can give him more than five innings an outing.
Okay, so a very odd injury that we need to talk about, a very odd DL stint coming up for Jake Diekman, who I'm not laughing because of the injury. I'm laughing because he cut his finger on a glass, on a souvenir glass he bought in Boston, a Cheers souvenir glass, which is just such a bummer. But I guess that's more of a, this is not going to extend beyond the minimal days, I would think, right? With just it sounds like a cut.
That's the hope. You never know injuries, and you never know. You get out there and you start throwing the ball around again and cut it open again. But, yeah, it was a weird injury, and it's kind of funny that it was the Cheers glass, the souvenir glass. But, the bottom line is mishaps happen to everybody on every team. Cole Hamels fell in the bathroom in San Diego in the middle of the night, which is, trust me, very easy to do in a foreign hotel room where you don't know where you're going. Just weird things seem to happen. I'm sure they happen with other teams. The Rangers have had their share with Derek Holland tripping over his dog and things like that. But, hopefully for the Rangers, Diekman will be back out there Friday. It's not going to hurt him to have a couple weeks off anyway. He's obviously like Sam Dyson. He was carrying a big workload, so a little time off certainly not going to hurt him.
Yeah, there have been a lot of weird injuries over time, guys that sneeze and throw their back and things like that. So we will hope for the best for Jake. Okay, TR, thank you so much. Welcome back to the second half. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Allison, talk to you later.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.